Hey friends, it's me here, Introvertly Me, and I hope everyone had a great holiday, however you celebrated it, whether you celebrated the holidays on your own, with people you love and care about, or if you decided not to celebrate at all. I hope everyone just had a great weekend. And so here's the thing. I know we're in a whole new year, and now it comes the time where you get those people who come up to you and go, oh, so what are your goals for this year? Or, oh, what are you going to do this year? What are you going to accomplish? And all these questions that maneuver towards feeling complete. And I just had a discussion with someone I know, and they were like, all right, so what are your goals for this year? What do you plan on doing? And I'm like, well, you know, I'm going through things in my head, and I list a few things, but they kept asking me, okay, so what are you going to do about that, and how are you going to do that? And it's so interesting, because then they go, You better hurry. Like, you got to hurry up. You only got a year before the year ends. So you should get it done before the year ends. And it felt as if not having, or let me say it this way, just by having something to work towards and do and want to accomplish, the desire and the passion, wasn't enough to be accomplished. It wasn't enough to say, okay, here's the idea, good job, and we move on. It's things that have to be in order. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm a very orderly person. I love things to be in order. I love routine. But when it comes to ideas and passions, I'm that person that's just like, you know what? It's okay. I'm going to let the God that I serve and life go in the path that it needs to go on, because that's who I trust. It's one of those things where you kind of just have to let the noise die down in the background, what other people's thoughts are, go dim, and allow your own perception of yourself to come forth. That's the only way to truly get through those type of questions, because they can get so frustrating, so frustrating. And I don't want to discourage anyone from taking advice or listening to other people, because you should want to. I think there are people who have good intentions and they want you to do well in life, but in certain circumstances, sometimes your best instinct is you instinct. It's your understanding of yourself. So the goals in life can be just that, goals. Now, if you want to put something into accomplishment, I want to pursue traveling the world. Okay, let's take traveling the world. So you want to travel the world and you want to go outside of your own country. And let's take me, for example. If I were to do this, I would be contemplating. I'd be thinking about money. I'd be thinking about circumstance. What is it that I need to get an order for? I go. If I go, when am I going to go? Where am I going to stay? Am I going to stay in a hotel? An Airbnb? And the more the thought process continues, I find the less likely I am to just do it. And I'm trying to teach myself more in the movement of action instead of processing, because I am a processor. I will process my cart in Amazon. There are people who are go-getters. They will go on Amazon, they will click, 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 and check out, and boom, submit, done. I go on Amazon, click, 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 let it sit there for a few days, go back, do I really need that, and take that off? No, I do need that. Go back the next day, put it back into the cart, go research, is there anything else that I need, or is that the cheapest price? Look, 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 okay, there's something cheaper, oh, that's nice, I didn't pay for that yet, put it in the cart, delete the other item, then process, okay, what is it that I need, what is it that I don't need, okay, and start really just totally internalizing this mindset of what I need from an Amazon cart. And, you know, it's one of those things where I just need to just purchase it. And I think those type of actions, I know it seems minute, but I find that certain things in life can teach you more about the bigger things. And that little thing in life taught me a lot about the bigger things, is that sometimes I process too long. And if you are an internal processor, thinker like me, I encourage you. Maybe this is your thing in 2023. I encourage you to go outside your box, just in a small step, you know, and just click the submit button a little faster in the Amazon checkout. I know we're in the inflation period, recession on its way. It's probably already here. I believe it's already here. But anyways, I digress. It's one of those things where just those little things in life can make a huge difference. So, whether it comes to a relationship, whether it comes to leaving a relationship, or maybe it's finding your passion, trying a new instrument, traveling the world, take that step towards it. And even if it's a small step, like buying a music book of the instrument you want to play and looking that over, it's a step. You don't have to have it all figured out. You don't. Even if people are going, oh, so when are you going to buy that instrument? You're going to play it for real? Like, you're just going to look at the notes? Like, you can't learn that way. There's no way. Do what's best for you. Literally, your accomplishments are just that. You accomplish something on earth. There are so many things that we need to accomplish on earth that we ignore, that we accomplish in other things that we feel will carry us into a victory of being known, or into a world of infatuations and being looked at as someone to admire. But really, our accomplishments is really just doing what we know we're meant to do. And that alone should be enough. Anything else is extra, right? So let's say your calling is to help people and you work in a library and you're like, this is not a cool job. I'm not doing anything special. I want to help people. I want to change the world. Let's take the library. It's not saying you won't do anything greater in life, but let's just take that concept. You're in the library. What is it that librarians do? They help people. Either they help them find a book that they need so that they can learn. It's helping yourself understand, you know, authors and publishing, and you can take it even further into developing a deep dive into how and why books are categorized. I mean, there's so much to take from certain things that you may find boredom in or find no measure, but there's really value in everything. I'll use me as an example because that's the best way. I was a barista for 6 years. And I've worked in retail and I've done customer support. When I tell you every single amount of experience throughout my years in retail and food service and even customer service, I understand how to help people in ways that I notice people just, it goes right over their head because they didn't take experiences that they've had or never had experiences that they thought was beneath them. So when you think something's beneath you, you're going to take it with less value. You're not going to care about it. So the things you can learn aren't taught. Let me take that back, because I want to correct myself. The things you learn are being taught, you're just not learning. You're not learning from it, you're not taking in the moments, the moments. It's really important to understand small beginnings and or small opportunities. Because just because that small opportunity doesn't get you anywhere and you feel like you wasted your whole life doing one thing, when you come to a path or a certain place in your life where you're like, okay, I learned so much more about myself and now I know what I need to do for me, you're going to hit that submit button way faster. You're no longer going to process, should I? Maybe. You're going to take more note of when you do so that you can press forward into something better. You have to take time to look at your situation because there will be people around you to say, oh, that's nice. Why don't you do so-and-so? Like, why don't you become a technical engineer? Why don't you be a doctor, an architect? Like, those people do things. But they look down at you at being the cashier. They look down at you at being the barista. They look down at you for being a tour guide or a retail associate. Like, they don't take your job seriously. But it's your life to live. You can take your life and experience it however you see fit. And if the best way is to see the value in where you're at, see that value, you're going to get so much further in life. And even if it feels like it's a delay, like if you feel that life isn't moving fast and you feel like you're at a halt, you're not getting anywhere, you keep doing the same thing, you work at a warehouse, I promise you, take in that moment, learn what you can, seek out how things are done, because you never know. What if, this is a what if, you come out of that situation, let's just say 3 years later, after working in a warehouse, now you have an opportunity to have your own business where you need to store things in a warehouse. Well, there's two things that could come from this. One, you didn't learn anything in the warehouse because you didn't take the time to learn it because you're so annoyed about going into work that you say, oh, I worked in a warehouse, I should do this, and you start going with the flow. Your business could fail because you don't have enough product in the warehouse, or the way things are stored make the product not work properly. But if you took the time to do scenario B, which is you worked in a warehouse, you had that experience, and you took that opportunity as a way to find value, now you have good product. You know how to store it. You know how to work and operate a warehouse. It doesn't matter what position you did in the warehouse. It's asking questions and observing other people's job that maybe you admire doing. If you see someone in a management position and you don't get promoted, make a goal. Okay, I actually want to do this in life, but I'll stay at this job for 2 more years. While I'm here, I'm going to observe this department, and this department. After 2 years, you move on. You go to another job. Now you have not only your position of experience, but 3 more departments. And you didn't even have to be in those departments to learn it. So if you feel like life is rushing you, people are asking you, when is your next thing? And what are you going to do in life? And you're just going to stay there? You can tell them, yeah. I'm doing just fine where I'm at. I'm learning. I'm valuing where I am. And I know when it's time for me to move on, I'll be able to take on more than I expected. Because you never know where you're going to end up in life. You never know. So, yeah. That's my little lesson for y'all. Don't let anyone rush you. Don't let anyone think your goals are unworthy. Your 2023 can be glorious no matter where you are. No matter if you feel like you're at a low-paying job or a high-paying job or in between. You can make your life matter. But you have to feel that the values of the things in your life matter. And that's when you can see yourself growing and finding your motivation of what it is to move forward, because that only you can decide what that is. All right, friends, that is all I have for you. That is my encouragement for you. And I hope that you take this year at your own pace and you learn from yourself more than you learn from others. But if you need to, seek out who you trust. But for now, have a great week. Listen to your intuition. Don't let your thoughts overprocess. And as always, friends, have a happy hibernation.